Dr. Oliveros, in November the 6th of the year 2023, the first patient is Lester Toler. The last name is T, like in Tango, O-L-A-R, like in Roger. First name, L-E-S-T-E-R. Number one, clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of pancreas kidney transplant that was done in Tampa General Hospital in 2007. The patient has a serum creatinine of 1.3 and the kidney function remains stable with a estimated GFR that is 59 mL per minute. The patient does not have any evidence of proteinuria. Period. Following number. During the last visit, we noticed that the hemoglobin went down to 12.3. And for that reason, we run tests looking for a blood loss. The fecal blood was negative. The ferritin was within normal range. And the patient had a deterioration of the I have to tell you the note. I'll see you after you get here.
Okay.
I have to give you the name of the iron.
Oh, yeah. Trying to figure out how to get out of here.
Next to your right. The hemoglobin was the serum ferritin was with a normal limit, and the iron saturation was found at 16%. We are going to start the patient on new iron, new NU dash iron. 150 milligrams PO on daily basis. Following number, if it was also found that the serum calcium was low. When we repeated the serum calcium, the ionized calcium is 5, which is with the normal limit. The serum calcium in the repeated determination on the 27th of October is 8.9, which is with a normal limits. The only difference is that he is taking the calcium carbonate 1250 milligrams 7 days a week. Period. Following number, the patient has a hypothyroidism with normal thyroid profile. The patient has a history of aortic stenosis that is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E, period. The patient is telling us that sometimes he feels the thumb of the heart and the beating of the heart, no matter if he lays on the left or right side. And what he has done as a matter of testing is taking an extra carvedilol. He's supposed to take 6.25 milligrams 2 times a day. When he takes the extra one, everything cools down and he is able to sleep well. My suggestion was to observe if this continues to happens on daily basis or every other day, increase the carvedilol to 12.5 in the morning and notify the cardiologist. Period. The patient continues to be doing well. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The uric acid was elevated at 8.5. The patient wasn't taking the allopurinol. He's encouraged to take the allopurinol, and we'll go from there. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 12 minutes in the face-to-face, 6 minutes in the documentation.